time now for Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Just a cursory view of our culture is all it takes to show that we really are in a sea of chaos. Now, the only answer can be found in the solid, strong word of truth, the Word of God. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, our pastor here at United Reformed Church in Linden. Let's head now to the Word of God that we might find comfort and strength and solace in time of need. Once again, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, we're thankful you're here with us again at Abounding Grace. We've been working this week through a very exciting study in Philippians chapter 3 and looking at these two kinds of righteousness that the Apostle Paul here outlines. And yesterday, we looked at this first type of righteousness that is sought after by human ability, by human law-keeping, by human, as Paul says, confidence in the flesh. And there are three types of people like this in the world. We said yesterday the first is the hedonist, and the hedonist is the one who is pursuing pleasure as his ultimate goal in life. He has really no objective standard other than whatever feels good, do it. You ever hear that one? If it feels good, do it. That is a hedonist. Pleasure directs action, and we see this today in Hollywood. We see this today in the way that people are really living and ruling by the dictates of their own hearts. And so as we looked at Romans 1 yesterday, that leads people into just gross sexual immorality. Because if the perverse dictates of your hearts guide action, the heart is a place, as Jesus said, where it's full of all sorts of abominations. All things come out of the heart, fornications, adulteries, uncleanness. If that guides you, that's why we see really perverse things go on in the world. The second type of person we said yesterday is the moralist. The moralist is the type of person who sets up some objective standard by which he lives. The golden rule, the Ten Commandments, something he has set up by which he says, I follow this. And so he scoffs at the hedonist. He thinks they're immoral. He has followed his own rules for life, and so he is somewhat seclusionist. He does his own thing. And then Paul outlined for us the third type of person, the person that Paul says he once was. He wasn't a hedonist. He wasn't a moralist. He was a religionist. He was a person who put his confidence in all of his religious blessings, in all these things that he had. He was circumcised of the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, a Hebrew of Hebrews. He had all these benefits. When it comes to the righteousness of the law, he said, blameless. And he put his confidence in these things. That was Paul's point. He put his confidence in these very things. And what Paul is basically saying to us yesterday is that this kind of righteousness in all three types of these people produces vain confidence in the flesh. It produces our own righteousness, our own goodness before God. But at the end of the day, the real sad reality is it's a righteousness God will never accept. So people will stand before the Lord on that day and they will hold up all of their principles, all the things that they lived by, all the good things that they tried to do, they will hold them before God and they will only hear those words, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Because it's never a righteousness that God will accept because it's of their own sinful hands. And as the word says, you keep the whole law and yet stumble at just one point, you're guilty of the whole thing. One sin renders you guilty. And Paul is really saying to us the most dangerous type of person is the third type of person, the religious person, because they think their church attendance pleases God. They think their tithes please Him. They think their status, their baptism, their profession of faith, all of these things sort of gain an acceptance before God. But at the end of the day, whether one's a hedonist, a moralist, or a religionist, the same is still true of all three. They're pursuing the righteousness that God will never accept. And I gave you the story that James Boyce tells of the carnival that takes place in Switzerland every year. It's a wild carnival, immorality, debauchery, and so on. Everyone knows what's going on, but no one knows who it is because everyone wears a mask. And in the same way, the religious person can be the most dangerous in the church. He wears a mask. He puts on a show of outward religion, but on the inside, he's trusting in himself. But God knows the heart. And he's telling all of us today that if we're wearing a mask and are still in pursuance of this worldly kind of life, this kind of self-righteousness that the Pharisees had and the scribes, we will be condemned. What Paul is saying is you must have this other life. You must have this other righteousness. And when you do, it is then and only then that everything else of this life will become lost to you, but not before then. And this is where we see a great forfeit of everything else other than Christ. And so he begins this great contrast. What is this other life? Look at verse 7. But what things were gained to me, these things I've counted as loss for Christ. That's Philippians 3, verse 7. Yet indeed I count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. The Apostle Paul is now describing something that's happened to every true Christian. He's actually been conveyed into a whole nother kingdom with a whole new life for that has as its goal now the gaining of Jesus. It's a whole new type of mastering, if you will, a whole conveyance from the kind of righteousness that will end in death to the kind of righteousness that will bring forth life. What is Paul saying? Well, when we look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, he says this, "Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that to which Christ has already laid hold of me." Martin Lloyd-Jones is completely correct. There's nothing more than this that will test what kind of person you are. Notice what Paul's saying. I'm constantly seeking to lay hold of or grasp that which has already grasped me. Something, Paul says, first grasped me in this life. I was a religious person. I had all of these things in which I put my confidence, but all of a sudden, something grasped me. Something laid a hold of me. And now all I'm trying to do is grasp it back. Because what grasped me, I cannot break away from. That's the sense here. And so it's as if he's saying, this righteousness that is from God, this other life, reached down and grasped me. And it changed me in every way. And all of a sudden, the righteousness that I had of in and of myself and my flesh in this life, it all became lost to me. But now I'm trying with all that I am to grasp that in my life, that which laid hold of me. Do you know what he's describing? I was holding on to this, he says, whether it be my pleasures, whether it be my morals, whether it be my religions, whether I was a hedonist, whether I was a moralist, whether I was a religionist, I was holding on to all this, but then this other thing grasped me and I couldn't get away from it. This righteousness that God has provided for me in Christ. And so Paul's entire view of salvation comes very clear here. For him, on the road to Damascus, it was a glorious thing. He came into contact with the risen Christ, and Jesus grasped him first. This religious man who was the quintessential Pharisee, who had all of his trust in his own righteousness, who was confronted head on with the righteousness that comes from God. And it laid hold of him. And there was a deep sense of how short he had fallen in his own righteousness. A deep and profound sense of fear hit him. But now Christ took hold of him. And he cannot go in any other direction. He's become a slave of another. He's been brought into bondage by the living Christ. And you see, my friends, it's so important because of the way that people often treat Christianity today. We present it to the masses as if it's just a thing to be taken or left, and we want to make it cool to everyone. And the kind of Christianity that is presented today is just an add-on to my life, an add-on to the pursuance of my own pleasures, my own happiness, my own morals, in other words, my own righteousness, just to sort of fix my many problems. Christianity just has become a sort of fix. That's why you ask the average Christian today in the average evangelical church about the gospel. Ask them to define what justification by faith is alone, and they'll speak of their works. This is no Christianity. At least that's not the Christianity the Bible outlines. Paul is saying, and let me just say, people are deceived out there today. There is a false form of Christianity invading this country. Paul is saying, my whole life now is in pursuance of the righteousness that God has provided for me in Jesus Christ. Because this very living and resurrected Christ has firmly grasped me and will not let go. And so true Christianity is a complete conveyance into another kingdom. It is a complete embracing of a righteousness that is not my own. And with this new life in view, this new life with this new way of righteousness, all of this then becomes the controlling of my new life. Therefore, all of my values change, my whole perspective changes about everything, about and what the things I say, what I do, the sufferings of this present evil age now give me an understanding that I have that which most matters in this life, Christ and His righteousness. And Paul is writing this today, my friends, and he's saying, this must be true of you too. You see that you can be a hedonist. You see that you can be a moralist. And even closer to home, you can be a religionist. And you can do all these things in your religion. And yet be without this inner transformation, without the kind of life that Paul is here describing. He sees it as a reality for every Christian. Have you come to this kind of understanding today? Have you come and away from trying to seek and establish your own righteousness and come to seek and to grasp the all-important thing, the most important thing of life, the gaining of Christ and His righteousness? See, Paul holds out everything else in this life and he says, it's loss for the gaining of Jesus Christ. Can you say that today with confidence? Have you gained Jesus Christ so that your whole perspective and desires of this life change? And now that your lifelong pursuit is this Jesus and the righteousness that He has provided for you, throw down all confidence in the flesh today and every other system and learn to lean and trust in Jesus alone and know what it means to have this righteousness and life. We invite you to come and learn more about this Jesus and this wonderful righteousness that imputed to your account by faith alone. Join us this Sunday for worship at the Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on this Sunday. You may also visit us on the web at LindenURC. If you have any questions, give us a call, 360-318-0429. Again, that web address is lindenurc.com. May you have a wonderful day. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.